This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
At 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There you go. Brand new song from Kelly Clarkson, Love So Soft. We actually have a little snippet of another song from her that we're going to be playing in just a second here. But first this. Brought to you by Spot Hero. We are auctioning off a signed guitar from Carlos Santana. He was in on Tuesday. He noodled around on this guitar, signed it. It's gorgeous. Bananas at Large donated it. The Fairmont has thrown in a night there and tickets to Winterland. So you are styling if you get this prize package. It's just getting better all the time. I believe yesterday we left it off at $2,700. The bidding is only open 6 to 9 today and tomorrow. So you can only bid during those hours. $100 increments. Where are we at right now, Hooman?
As far as I know, we're still at $2,700.
All right, $2,700 is the number to beat. If you can beat it, give us $2,800 for this incredible prize package. Call now. You have to use your phone, 800-400-3697. You're donating money directly to the Houston Food Bank, helping out with Hurricane Harvey, and you get an incredible prize package in return. And finally, here's a way you can save. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code BRIDGE for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code ALICE. That's MyPillow.com. So Kelly Clarkson has finally released new music. So she dropped that song, Love So Soft. It's a good one.
I didn't hear the whole thing, but what I did hear, I'm like, Kelly Clarkson.
There
she's
it is.
She's amazing. I just love just about everything she does.
She is amazing. Love So Soft.
Yeah, she's in good voice, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah.
I like Love So Hard, but, you know, Love So Soft is also nice, I guess. She also really, it looks like, I'm not sure when we're going to, oh, I see what it is. This other song called Move You. I guess you get that as an instant download when you pre-order her upcoming album, The Meaning of Life. That's coming out on October 27th. And so here is, it's a ballad. This is another new song from Kelly Clarkson, a little bit of Move You. So Move You, you get automatically when you pre-order. I guess, I think you get both of those songs, Move You and Love So Soft, when you download her new record. So,
gonna hear her open up a little bit?
Yeah. Let's. She is so... Such
gives
a good
chills.
Singer.
I know.
God.
Yeah, she can move me. I'm moving in like 3 weeks. I'm happy to have her help me. Yeah,
that'd be nice.
Please do.
She just offered. So
yeah, I want to move you like
over.
That.
Is that what you need? You want us to all show up and help you move in?
Oh, really?
Isn't that what you ask your friends? You know, your real
friends
will help you move.
I was actually just, I was as I was listening to lyrics, I was trying to figure out, what is she trying to say? Move
That's
me with
move
her song?
You. Sure.
Okay.
If that'll help, whatever helps.
Are you hiring movers to help you?
We're doing most of the, well, we're doing all the small stuff ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have someone come in and do the stuff so I don't kill myself on the stairway.
We need you back to work on Monday.
We do.
Oh, you
moving
this weekend,
sucks
huh?
so no, hard.
It does suck, but I've done it so many times that I can see that I'm broken inside from it. I'm walking around like, whatever, it's just another thing. How many times?
A million from here to there.
Yeah, a million times. I really don't have any more things to lighten my load. Mm. There's nothing else to get rid of.
Well, and the thing is, when you have a kid and you live with another person, you really do feel like, well, I don't have that much stuff, but then they have so much stuff.
Wow, are you in my house?
I
what
am.
Are you?
And it's just so funny because you think to yourself, oh, it won't take, I'll get a couple boxes and I'll just put the stuff in there. And then you can't believe how much is in one room and it's like 4 hours have gone by and you're still packing the first room. And you're just like, you got to be kidding me. Like, how is it? I'm just going to pick one thing up at a time and walk down the street to the new place. If you're lucky enough to Can you walk to this place? You have to drive to it.
I absolutely could walk, but not with this the stuff.
You can't
I'm
carry
moving.
Like one plate at a time. Or... The kitchen is always the worst, man.
The kitchen
gotta
is the worst.
It.
You're right.
Well, and moving it, even just a short distance, it's got to be packed properly. And then you got to go unpack it.
Truth told, though, I could move just my stuff. My stuff in my Prius with two runs.
Yeah.
Done. Absolutely everything.
Your clothes, your guitar, your amp, your computer.
And it's done.
And a Frisbee.
It's and that's it.
Well, you should just say, hey, everybody move themselves.
Nah.
See you guys over there. I'm going to go over and set up my one room over there.
No, it's not going to go like that, I can assure you. But we're going to get help.
Thanks for not asking us. We, of course, would have responded to
I've
the call.
Never actually been that guy.
Oh, really? Got it. I've helped a million people move, and I've asked people to help me move. No problem with it at all. Remember that time I helped you move? I'm moving this weekend. See you there. I'll get pizza. All right, the Hot 100. You know, I'm doing this because it has changed.
Well, the video is on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's
I said suicide volunteers. I meant suicide survivors.
Oh, those were survivors.
Sorry. I was like, wait, what did I just say? Suicide.
Oh, I thought suicide, they were like hotline volunteers.
Survivors.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl.
Hey, can I ask before
yes,
you move on? Is that what the Linkin Park song is about?
Yeah.
It is,
the
right?
One light?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's the one.
I know.
If there's one.
What a song. Oh, quicker. Oh, and in light of him committing suicide, it's freaking horrible to listen. This song just twists me up inside.
Okay, you were saying?
Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Of the Foo Fighters.
He's firing up the old Foo Fighter machine, and he's everywhere. I think he's on the cover of Rolling Stone this week.
Concrete and Gold is the name of the new album. And he had recently said that it features the biggest pop star in the world. And then he sort of put it out there and said, you guys figure it out. Who is it?
It's too easy.
It's Bono.
It's not Bono, although he's a pretty big, but you know, it's pop star.
It's Paul McCartney. Yeah.
He is on there, but that's not who it is.
Who's that's bigger it. Than him?
But pop. Think
yeah,
younger.
Think pop. Think a young person.
Justin Bieber.
It's not Justin Bieber.
The
Hold
Tay-Tay.
On.
Tay-Tay.
It's not Tay-Tay. Oh, that would be a
Oh, Adele.
No,
Riri.
Not Adele.
Is
not,
it Riri?
It's not Riri. Hold on. He said, hold on. He was really, really cool.
Is it Carly Rae Jepsen?
Oh, it's a he.
It's a dude.
It's a he.
Oh.
The night before his last day, he said,
is it Jay-Z?
Can I sing on your record? I don't want to push it, but I just want to be able to tell my friends.
It's Shawn Mendes.
They were hanging out.
Ed Sheeran.
Drinking whiskey in the parking lot.
Oh, Ed Sheeran.
No. He said, I'd be amazed if anyone can really figure it out, but it was great, and this person's been around for a long time, and I think I've met this person maybe a few times, but I'd never spent time with this person, and we had a blast together, really effing fun. And he or she is very talented, more so than I ever knew. But of course, I effing ran my mouth off. Now I have to answer to it every time I pick up the telephone. I'm like, blank, I shouldn't have said anything. Because I guess everyone is bothering him. Who is this person? Who is it?
Kanye.
It's not Kanye.
Who is it?
It's Justin Timberlake.
Oh, okay.
Justin and Dave were hanging out, and Justin Timberlake was digging the band's new stuff. He said that he was calling them really cool. They were drinking whiskey in a parking lot. What's cooler than that? He says, can I please sing on the record? I just want to be able to tell my friends. I don't want to push it, but let me do it. So Dave had him add some la-la-las to one track, and he says, he nailed it. I'm telling you, that guy's going somewhere. Concrete and Gold comes out next Friday. There's actually a ton of guests on it. I saw a list earlier, but most notable besides Justin, I guess, is Paul McCartney, who plays drums on a track called Sunday Rain. Paul said, even if it had been banjo, I think I would have showed up. Whatever, he would have done anything to be on the record. Let's see. Oh, a guy from Boys to Men is on it. Sean Stockman. He does a thing. Let's see.
The you Kills. Know Sean Stockman?
Well, I don't. You must know him. Who? He's from Boys to Men.
Oh, from Boys to Men. Yeah, I do know him.
You
sure.
do?
Yeah.
Hello.
Where does he stand?
I don't. You mean on my list?
No.
No.
Like, when they're all lined up on stage, which one is he?
I'm not
the
sure.
The guy
exactly.
on the far left.
No, list of top five R&B artists. I thought you meant that. You know?
No.
Hey, where is he on the list?
One of the songs from Concrete and Gold. I think we played it before. It's called Run.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
All right.
So I like
next,
it.
I think it's next Friday, right? Is that what I just said? Yeah, next Friday. Daniel Day-Lewis retired from acting, and he was just spotted, and he's had an accident.
What?
What happened to our greatest actor?
He had some kind of motorcycle accident.
Oh, so it's bad.
He's okay. I mean, he's up walking around, but I have to say he actually looks, he just looks terrible.
He looks bad.
Back in June, he retired from Hollywood. He's 60. He's been seen in public for the first time since his announcement, hobbling toward his home in the West Village. He broke his arm in the motorbike accident.
Well, he's in his pajamas.
He is in his pajamas. He was spotted in Manhattan Wednesday with a shaved head, his arm in a cast, a hospital bracelet, and what looked like it looks like he escaped from the hospital. Seriously.
Yeah, it does.
A cotton ball and tape from an IV. Here's the shot of him. Walking down the
street. He literally escaped from the hospital. Do you see the tags hanging off of him?
I do. I mean, it's crazy.
It's not that like,
oh,
Daniel.
Oh, he doesn't look that
have
bad.
Someone pick you
he
up.
He looks bad.
He looks terrible.
No, I mean, he's got a broken arm, but in the grand scheme
skinny.
Of motorcycles,
he looks
oh, well.
Old,
he's sickly.
Dusty.
He's wearing his pajamas. If it wasn't Daniel Day-Lewis, you'd be like, oh, man, that poor
guy.
Homeless wrecked guy.
Bryn looked 10 times worse than this guy when he crashed his motorycycle. Yeah, I thought you were talking
at least
about
he bothered
the
to get
number
dressed.
Of injuries piled up on him. Bryn came in a wheelchair.
I know.
That
he was doing wheelies.
Pretty freaking horrifying. So he was in a motorbike accident, broke his arm. This insider says he's fine. No one else was hurt. He was well protected. He was wearing a helmet, but it was a bummer.
He strikes me, though, as a moped guy. Was he on a Honda Spree?
They just say motorbike, then. The source also said it wasn't his fault. The crash wasn't his fault.
He'd stop for some young ducklings to cross the road and
right.
someone rear up. Meep, meep. Who knew he was all linked up? Look at that.
Yeah. Joaquin Phoenix and Rooney Mara are living together.
Oh, wow.
They are starring in a movie called Mary Magdalene. I know. She plays Mary Magdalene and he plays Jesus Christ in this film.
No.
And I guess
cool.
they fell for each other on the set. They are madly in love.
Oh.
So now they live together at his place in the Hollywood Hills. And they're usually asleep by 9 p.m. and up at 6, it says here. So super exciting. Here's a picture of the two of them together. But just so you know, who's living with whom? The two of them are together, shacked up in the Hollywood Hills. All right, Benny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I wanted to do another NFL story. I know we're not, but it's a sort of a
do it
contract story that's interesting. Right. God comes into play.
Oh, my God.
He plays
is
a
in,
big role well, in this guy's negotiation.
Boy.
And the year you're most exciting and the year you're most boring.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to find out.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. 408's texting and reporting in from Santa Clara. We can clearly read the font on Sarah's papers from here.
Is it that big?
Well, you do print it big for me. I do appreciate that.
Hey, while you're in the process of doing a couple texts, someone said, reset the guitar package. I may be able to sway my hubby.
Oh. All right, go to RadioAlice.com. You can see the whole thing. It's the Carlos Santana signed guitar, A Night at the Fairmont, and tickets to Winterland. The current bid is at $2,700. Call us to make a bid between now and 9 o'clock, 800-400-3697. You can only submit a bid by phone and only between the hours of 6 and 9, well, till 9 today and 6 to 9 tomorrow. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon.
All right, everyone. So, as you've heard many times, Bryn and I are doing a stair climb mm-hmm. on September 9th, this Saturday at 555 California Street. At 9:30 a.m., we're going to be climbing 1,197 stairs. I ran it again yesterday.
How'd you do?
I was 10 seconds slower.
Oh, no.
First time, 15, 20. Took me 15 minutes, 20 seconds yesterday, 15 minutes, 30 seconds. But I want to read to you a quick note because one of the firefighters that has arranged a majority of this event, his name is Firefighter Greg. He wrote me this incredible note about, you know, what this money is going for. And it's all going to raise money for firefighters, police officers, and paramedics suffering from post-traumatic stress. He said, Hooman, thank you for embracing this event. You're saving lives. Firefighters will be getting treatment for PTS, post-traumatic stress, which has ripple effects throughout their families, their coworkers, their communities. This saves lives, marriages, families who are in desperate need. Thank you so much for understanding the mission to eliminate the excuse of I cannot afford to go to treatment. It's true. Often, most of the firefighters, police officers, and paramedics can't afford to go, and now they can. Thank you.
That's wonderful. And so the goal is 100,000. There are a few thousand.
We're at 80,000 overall.
That's great.
But if you could, you know, sponsor me and Bryn, our team, I put a link on the Alice story on the Alice973 Instagram. Just go to that, click on the story, and you can swipe up, and you can just donate directly.
Thank you. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For September, check out the Oakland Hills.
All right.
Yay!
I can see them from here.
They could see your print from here.
Yeah.
Right. Real quick, a text. Big brother, so funny. The meatball's the only one getting wise to Paul.
The stupidest guy.
Did you watch that? I did.
Yeah.
I couldn't help it.
I know.
I tried to quit.
Did you
for
watch
a second?
It?
Oh, my God. I tried so hard. But I did see that one part where he was, what's his name? You call him Meatball?
Josh.
Whatever
Josh.
His name is. Yeah. He's talking about getting Paul out.
He's the only
so
one. He's the stupidest guy on the show. Like, by a long. And there's a lot of stupid on that show.
Christmas is the new stupidest guy
she's
on the show. For him to bring it up and for her to go, you're making me mad.
Yeah.
And he's like, but he's trying to save her.
Right.
And she's not
getting
it.
You're not listening to him, and he walked away from you because you're not hearing him.
Right.
You're not hearing what he's saying. And they're all going to look back and go, Josh was the one. Huh. Imagine that.
Well, no, that now the other guy, the cowboy, is starting to get it too. He's starting to go, it seems like Paul's sort of in on everything here.
Yeah, boy, he does seem wired into everybody's conversations. It's getting harder for Paul to hide.
Well,
but still, none of them is thinking, even taking a shot at him. It's incredible.
Even when she said, well, no, you know, everybody's had their chance up there. And Paul goes, yeah, I never had my chance up there, but I'll use that when I convince you all to vote for me on the winning.
It's like a foregone conclusion that guy's going to win. No one has the balls to take him out.
It's so unbelievable.
Maybe next week someone will come to their senses.
Really? You think so?
No.
Do you think that's possible?
I'm praying for it because then the show will actually be interesting again. Because I'm like, they're like, oh, and the producers are just trying so hard to make it seem like something else might happen. It's like, no.
I'm sitting there with the missus last night, and I'm like, I had such high hopes for Christmas. She looks cool.
Yep.
I like her whole thing.
Yep.
And then as I've gotten to know her, I don't like her as much at all.
No.
And
she's so annoying in the diary room. I'm just like, oh man, stop coming in there.
So the missus looked her up on while we're watching the show.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the responses to everything she posts are vicious.
Oh.
Like, you can't believe. And I don't know by comparison, because we didn't, this was at, you know, whatever, 8:45 at night last night. I don't know if they're all getting that, because they are all so stupid, and we're all watching how dumb they are.
So these are posts that she put up before she was on the show?
They seem to be CBS posts, like her, talking about, like, one of the posts was her talking about how filthy the place is. This place is so filthy. Nobody cleans the toilets. Nobody cleans. And underneath that is just absolute hate for her.
Oh.
Like, one after another. I'm so disappointed. You are so lame. You're the worst person in the world. And they're even quoting things that none of us have seen. It's
right.
Other stuff they've seen.
When they're watching these live feeds. I'm glad I'm not seeing that stuff.
Yikes. She's not going to come out to... Based on some of that stuff, she's not coming... I mean, I don't like her.
Yeah.
And I liked her.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, you know, it's...
She's not coming out to a new career.
No.
Will she have her old career?
I don't know. Not with that broken foot, I don't think.
Anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to get off on that. Real quick, Kansas City at New England tonight, 5:30 NFL starts.
Yay! Double NFL's eviction back. On Big Brother tonight.
Are you going to watch?
Hell yeah. Oh.
I wanted to mention this because, well, the football season is starting, and these contracts, these situations these players find themselves in with big money and possibly long-term deals. And the Washington Redskins have been trying to sign their quarterback, Kirk Cousins, for years now. They've been trying to get him signed down to a long-term deal, and he keeps rejecting their offers and ends up being their franchise tag designated player, which means they have to pay him a certain percentage for that year of the highest player. And I think there's some weird thing. He makes it a really big one-year deal, being the franchise tag guy.
Okay.
But there's no long-term security there. That's a one-year deal.
And if he gets hurt, they're like, phew, glad we didn't sign a seven-year deal.
They offered him a huge contract in May with a $53 million in guarantees, which is the big want. Because you're right, they can cut a player and they walk away without any of that so-called big contract unless it's guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this deal would have made him the second highest paid player in annual salary in NFL history. And he turned it down. Now we know why. During a talk at Liberty University, he said that he asked God about it, and God advised him to reject the offer.
Amen.
Kirk said, I knew you would love this guy. That's one
I
of the reasons
love this guy.
Why I wanted to do the story. Kirk said, quote, I prayed about it and said, Lord, what do you want to do? Mm. And I do believe that the Lord, at least in my life, likes to use one-year contracts and no long-term deals. He likes to take me to the edge of the Red Sea and have me see there is water in front of me and there are mountains on either side and there are Egyptians chasing me from behind. He wants me to sit there for a moment and go, God, you better show up. Mm. And then he parts the Red Sea. I knew he would love this.
Oh my God.
And then he parts the Red Sea.
He thinks he's Moses.
He does.
And he's done that time and again in my life and on the field and off the football field.
He parts the football sea as well.
He does.
That's crazy. Is this guy really amazing?
He's good.
He's good, yeah, he's good. He's not
amazing,
no. He's not amazing.
But he doesn't necessarily have the best team around him.
He also, the Redskins owner is considered the worst owner of the NFL.
That is close to true.
So that's the problem. If your owner is terrible, your team isn't going to
The Browns be would be competing. Whoever owns the Browns, they're competing for the worst owner in the league, too.
And
a couple of them.
Locally,
they're at the bottom.
Guy. That's not the greatest.
Anyway, he's going to get $24 million this season alone. And he's got a one-year deal.
$24 million this year.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
As a franchise
I guess God's like, look,
player.
Don't get greedy. It's one of the seven deadly sins.
But I read that and I thought, oh, Hooman is going to trip on this. There's a guy who consults God as he's making his big money contract deals. And
I love that he uses the Bible as an analogy. Like, he looks at that Moses story and says, you know what? That's for me.
Yeah, so I'm good. The guy who parts the Red Sea.
I can see how someone would feel, this is the problem, there's flaw in his logic there, but I can see how someone would say,
No, I don't.
I can see how someone would say, I'm at my best when my back is against the wall. I don't need some cushy deal that's going
to
make me feel like I can relax
fat and
a
happy.
Little. Right.
I need to be hungry.
That's the end of rock bands. It's the end of a lot of things that people are pursuing because they get too comfortable. So there's that. But in an industry where you can be injured in one play and it's over, you want the biggest possible deal of all time.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
One play. And the Redskins, they're a perfect... Joe Theismann, crack! Their quarterback. Lawrence Taylor tackled and broke his leg right there on the field, and that was that. Dude never got to play again.
Right. Oh, no. But he's a commentator now, right?
Yeah, he sits and stares at the games. Yeah. Wishes he could be out there.
Well, he could have been way worse off. I mean, there's dudes who've left on stretchers who don't walk again. So at least,
Kirk... Right there, in the town you play, there's an example of someone who was playing at the height.
Yep.
And then it was over.
What's the guy worth right now?
Kirk Cousins. 20
million. He's only worth 20 million?
Yeah.
Is that all? Oh, God, he's poor. Take the deal, dude.
Wow. He's 29. He's got time.
I'm totally kidding.
He doesn't have time.
Hopefully.
All right. He's got God either way, though,
right? Is Tom Brady 40 this year?
Yeah, but nobody plays to 40. Nobody.
Right. And what will happen this year? I'm scared, man. Who do we got? Garoppolo? Is that the guy?
Yeah, you got a good backup.
And that other dude.
Tom Brady's worth $180 million.
Oh, well, what's
please.
His wife worth?
Yeah, his wife's worth triple that.
She's
yeah.
worth $400.
I mean, come on. I think they'll eat. They'll be fine.
So your most exciting
Oh, yeah. Tell
age.
Me this. The time when you are the most exciting person?
Yeah, what would you say? Was it that run you had when you were in Geneva?
Oh, God, no,
and you were...
no, no. I was just a dumb kid then. I would say when you... I really liked being around 40. Like, I felt like I was really sure of who I was and you know, was... I felt like that was the prime. I don't know if that's when I'm the most interesting, but is that what it is? Most exciting? Most interesting?
Most exciting.
I don't know. Maybe 30, I guess.
That's more like it.
Okay, what is it?
When you're in your 20s, you're out there doing it all. You drink, you party, you bone people, you skydive naked if it's offered to you, whatever, all the stuff.
Okay.
You're game for it. A new survey asked people what age they were most exciting, and the average answer was 27.
Oh. All right.
They also asked when they were most boring, and 10 years later, at 37, it was over.
Yeah, that's true. I guess even I was pretty boring at 42. At 40, also.
You're a different character, though, because on one hand, you've got a pretty exciting job, although the hours are ugly. But
no,
you,
it's a great
but
job,
you
right? It's exciting.
Hit Friday and drink and party and go crazy like no one I know.
My rules are really strict. Like during the week, nothing.
Like I even we often think
ruin it all.
Yuzette is the biggest partier on the show, and she is. But you go out and rage on the weekend.
Yeah. Well, you know, less now than I did years ago, but for sure I like to have some drinks.
And we were just doing we did a secret show yesterday where someone wrote in about how they're dating someone. I don't want to get a cone, but they're dating someone who drinks too much or whatever. And it was, and I was obviously have my own experiences with that, and I. Like, you can't date someone who drinks. Like, I couldn't date you. You hit the weekend and you're like, let's get wasted. I mean,
it's so fun.
It's just different goals.
I feel like I say every weekend, I think, as I'm laying in bed in my pajamas, like, oh, I bet she's having a good time.
Yeah, I try to. Well, but you know what? It's not even about the drinking. It's that I want to stay up late.
Yeah.
And I want to be with my friends.
Right.
And I want to play guitar. And I want to sing at the top of my lungs. Because honestly, that it just makes me feel so good. And I live my life for the Friday and the Saturday night when I can just, I don't have to worry about getting up at 4 in the morning. That's the whole crux of the situation. I can just go crazy, go crazy.
So to my point.
But half the time I'm not even wasted. Half the other half, I'm totally wasted.
Yeah, I mean, you for a while there, you were like, I think I black out every weekend.
Yeah.
You were like really going hard.
I was having a terror for a while there. But if I don't have something planned or I'm just hanging out with my family, like I won't even have a drink. Like, what's the point?
Well, that shows you don't have a problem. Like to me.
Let's hope.
I'd be like, well, why wouldn't we drink whiskey right now? I'm here, you're here.
We're both awake.
Yeah,
I mean.
I have room for a glass right here. Look. There's space right here.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's clearly different people got different attitudes.
Yeah, so I guess, I don't know, maybe we're not a good measure of what your most exciting or most boring year is. But I think it's when you have 5-year-old kids, you know, like you just have given up and you just don't care and you're super tired and you're just looking forward to the weekend so you can get extra sleep. You know?
Here are some of the things that make you more exciting.
Okay.
This is from the list of things. So staying out super late on a work night.
Oh.
That's, I agree with that. We used to go out, and this would have been, I was, I don't know, 19.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go to Tijuana on a work night and be out till 4 in the morning.
You just go straight to work.
Yeah. Good I was time. A kid, though, and yeah. I worked at a surf shop.
I know. You just can't pull that stuff
anymore.
We would
all be laying on boogie boards, and you'd hear the bell ring and be like, hi. You know, but wrecked, just ruined, right. Absolutely destroyed. And as soon as someone would be like you just sell them whatever, a sticker or whatever thing they bought, everyone go back to their boogie board. Oh, God.
I can't really move.
If I move too fast, I'll barf. Right?
Sure. So staying out late on a week.
Trying a new
night.
Hobby, making new friends. These are the things that make you more exciting. Booking a spontaneous trip. Learning new skills.
That's always cool to feel like, oh, I learned something at my age.
Changing jobs, going on a spontaneous shopping trip, asking someone out, and trying a new sport. All things that make you more exciting if you're looking for something to spice up your life.
All right.
Am I out of time for texts?
You can do a few.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. There's a couple. 707 says, I guessed right. It was JT.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake.
Bragger.
Justin Timberlake has a cameo, a very small one apparently, on the new Foo Fighters record.
Where's Vinny moving to? It's just down the street. It's just a bigger place.
It's about like a mile further away from the station.
It's not. Actually, it's closer.
Oh, good. That's great. Great. moving closer.
1 minute closer.
1 mile closer.
Awesome.
All right. Good
job, Vinny.
Yay.
See what next year
one mile
brings.
At a time. Remember we used to make fun of Jack who drove in from Santa Cruz every day? We're just like, God, who would ever do that? Well, Vinny. Vinny would do it.
Yep. You know, the things we do for love, guys. Mm. Remember, I moved away from... I loved San Mateo.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I would have never left there.
Right.
And then I met this girl.
Yeah.
And then she got her hooks into me.
Yeah.
And then I started saying, okay. Okay, I'll do that.
The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
That's a song, Bryn.
510 says, is there any way to get Hooman on The Bachelor? America would be mesmerized.
Oh.
Must watch TV.
Well, Hooman. They do get to make out with all those girls every single episode.
I mean,
just make
my
out.
My mom watching something like that.
Well, just don't tell her.
Right.
She won't know.
Yeah.
How's
does
she know about
does
that?
Does she watch The Bachelor?
Relationships seem complex. Just listening back to those secret shows.
They're really easy
they
on TV.
Me out.
Really easy on TV.
All right.
We got to get you hooked up.
Do we?
We do. Do we? Think how happy you'll be.
He does have very specific demands, though, that I remember the whole, I want to text every morning.
Yeah, I want to check
and
in.
She didn't want that.
Right.
That
he wanted a phone call every day, too, though, like a voice phone call check in.
Very demanding.
Yeah.
Cash me outside.
Oh, what does that mean? All right, we're going to take a quick break when we come back. I got big Kim and Kanye news.
Huh?
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.